Good evening. It's 28 degrees with an update from CKNX News Today, Dawn.ca. I'm Janice McKay. OPP divers were involved in a recovery effort today at Owen Sound Harbor. Police, fire, and paramedics were also called to the scene after a report of a submerged SUV at the end of the pier just north of the grain elevators. In a week, children aged 6 months to under 5 years can get a COVID-19 vaccine. Parents can start booking pediatric appointments starting at 8 a.m. on July 28th. The province says Moderna's microdose pediatric shots are being distributed over the next several days. Immunocompromised youth aged 12 to 17 can also schedule a second booster shot next Thursday if 6 months have passed since their first booster dose or fourth shot. A provincial program that offers up to $200 per day for 3 paid sick days in Ontario has been extended.
The Ontario Worker Income Protection Benefit Program was introduced in April of last year, and since it was implemented, almost 500,000 workers have relied on it to call in sick without interrupting their pay. The program was established during the Delta variant wave of COVID-19 and extended during the Omicron stage of the pandemic. It was set to expire on July 31st. For CKNX News, I'm Adam Bell.
The program has been extended to March 31st of next year. The federal Conservatives are planning to hold a third debate as the party continues to vote for its new leader. That's expected to take place in August. Conservative Party candidates have already participated in an English debate in Edmonton and a French one in Laval. It's mandatory that the contestants participate. Results of the leadership race will be announced Saturday, September 10th. A class action case concerning the alleged price fixing of optical disc drive electronics, such as DVD and Blu-ray players, CD players, desktop computers, and video game consoles, was settled in Canada for $29.7 million. According to the case, between 2004 and 2010, the items were sold for more than they were worth. Canadians are eligible for payments of up to $20 per claim with no proof of purchase. Companies involved include Toshiba, Samsung, Pioneer, Quanta, Philips, Sony, and Panasonic. Stratford Perth Pride launching a fundraising campaign to repair the Rainbow Crosswalk in downtown.
There's an estimated cost of $7,000 needed to rent equipment and gather materials to refurbish the crosswalk. The release states the crosswalk is in need of complete replacement due to the complex design, the high frequency of snow plowing and salting, damage from graffiti, and other possible reasons. The cost of labor installation is generously being provided by Powerhouse Painting. For CKNX News, I'm Ryan Drury.
The new design will make repairs easier if there's any damage. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca. In sports, London police will review an investigation into an alleged sexual assault involving members of Canada's 2018 World Junior Hockey Team. Chief Steve Williams released a statement that the review will determine if there are additional avenues to investigate the incident. The original investigation wrapped up with no charges. The Major League Baseball season resumes today. Toronto will be in Boston for a weekend series starting tomorrow. The Jays hold one of 3 wild card spots, with the Red Sox just 2 games back. In the NBA, James Harden has agreed to terms on a 2-year contract to stay with the Philadelphia 76ers. He'll make $14.5 million less this coming NBA season than he could have earned under his previous deal. The deal is worth $33 million this season. Partly cloudy tonight, wind becoming light this evening and a low of 15. Tomorrow sunny with clouds mixing in by afternoon, chance of afternoon showers and breezy, high 30 and a humidex of 34. Sunshine Saturday, high near 30, and some showers expected Sunday, high 28.